Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. More from a group known as Just Ask a Woman. Tracy Chapman joins us again after this.
The movie your wife rented.
We now return to Eleanor's Quilt.
The lottery.
And the winning numbers are not yours.
Hitchhikers.
Bud, you mind if I put this bag in your trunk?
Your second marriage. Your third marriage. In life, there are plenty of ways to try your luck. Your nitrogen fertilizer efficiency isn't one of them. That's why when it's time to top dress your wheat, it pays to add Nutrisphere N Nitrogen Fertilizer Manager. Nutrisphere N helps keep your nitrogen usable to improve your fertilizer efficiency, add flexibility to your application schedule, and boost your bottom line potential. Think of it as insurance for your nitrogen investment, protecting your fertilizer from leaching and volatilization without harming the natural bacteria in your soil. It pays to protect your fertilizer, and Nutrisphere N has been proven to increase potential yield by as much as 10 to 15%. Hey, you can always try your luck in Vegas, but when it comes to top dressing your wheat, bet on Nutrisphere N. Visit Nutrisphere-N.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
We continue to look today at a special report that has been commissioned by InterVet Sharing Plow Animal Health. They commissioned the leading women's marketing company, Just Ask a Woman, to conduct a new research study on women's beliefs and behaviors related to beef. Tracy Chapman is a consultant with this organization, Just Ask a Woman. She says the idea is to rethink our cattle business in terms of today's consumer. One term that she says we may need to reconsider, we talk about conventionally raised beef. She prefers something known as traditional beef.
Absolutely. I think the term conventional is old. It doesn't bring up powerful memories that could certainly make her feel better about the products that she's buying. We recommended that traditional be the word that is used because there are images and stories that can be built around a traditional beef product. Traditional means heritage, it means family, it means community, it means looking back into your past and seeing where we've gone. And I think that that word can actually be a benefit in the beef industry.
You talked about, as you built on that idea of traditional beef, you talked about a phrase I thought was really interesting, beef you can count on.
Absolutely. Beef you can count on is the beef that consumers are already eating. It's what's already in the meat case today, but we want to feel more comfortable about making that choice and choosing traditional, conventional products. So beef you can count on, it has the best practices, the best modern technology has gone into the production of it, safety assurances, and it is. It's the beef that you know, you put it on the table, and as consumers say, I can feel good when I cut into it, that I'm doing the right thing for myself and my family.
Traditional beef, the beef that you can count on, is something that most cattle producers are involved in the production of. Tracy Chapman says that for the niche markets, we need not to make those folks the enemy, but rather celebrate the freedom of choice.
Consumers don't get caught up in the politics. They just want to know that they're getting a product that's a good product at the right price. And sometimes that politics and the media messages can get in the way of that. I think they get frustrated when it starts hijacking their own decisions and choices. And that's when we see pushback from consumers when they feel like their rights are being taken advantage of. I think certainly there are all those messages out there, and the traditional industry needs to continue to fight the fight, but in a positive way, so that you're on the side of your everyday consumer and that you are giving her choices. I think when you start the fight with those industries, that's when it's just a mudsling and nobody wins.
Tracy Chapman with Just Ask a Woman. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Wheat growers, you've heard the talk about winter canola. Now there's a one-day meeting where you can check it out for your operation. Attend Canola U in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center Tuesday, January 18th. Growing winter canola can improve your wheat crop through higher yields and grain quality. Farmers who've had success with canola will be a part of the faculty at Canola U. Agronomics, marketing, rotational benefits, and more will be covered. There's no charge to attend Canola U. Just call 1-855-4-CANOLA or log on to www.canolau.com for more information. Canola U, sponsored by High Plains Journal and Cal.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.